Hey everyone, my name is Tanya Crevier. I am the basketball spinning, juggling, and dribbling expert, and you are listening to Do Not Keep Silent.
Welcome to Do Not Keep Silent.
Speaking out the name of Jesus in action and word.
Encouraging and equipping. Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. Do not keep silent.
If you guys wouldn't mind, I'm going to welcome Teresa Roth to the show. How you doing?
I am awesome. How are you?
I am spectacular. Glad you talked about coming in and just being a part of what's going on here and everything. And, you know, you're a part of a ministry. Let's talk about just what that is real quick, and then I want to talk just to you. How's that?
Sure, that works.
You're part of a ministry called Open Door, and that's based out of Upper Sandusky, Ohio. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. And your telephone number is 419-209-OPEN, 419-209-6736, and you can find them at on the internet at opendoorcenter.us. Just tell us a little bit about this ministry, if you would.
Well, this ministry got started because there was a lady that saw a need as far as people in the community that needed help that either fell through the cracks with government assistance. According to their guidelines, they didn't quite qualify.
Uh-huh.
Or a lot of the churches were helping people, but then we were starting to see people that were just running the system. They knew exactly who was going to hand out what when, and that's the place they would go to get their bills taken care of. So she came up with this idea of opening a place where the idea is to have all the churches in the community supporting us because we're nonprofit.
Okay.
So it's completely donation run. And we kind of be a gatekeeper, and we've set guidelines as far as what people need when they come in, and then also guidelines for if they're going to need help more than one time. If it's an emergency assistance, they come in once, we're good. If it's something that they might need a little work to get out of, we have guidelines that they need to follow to be able to get that second or third time for help to kind of eliminate relying on the system to pay their bills for them.
Now, wait a minute here. So you're saying you're trying to actually teach them, if you will, how to fish instead of giving them just a fish to eat for supper that night.
Absolutely.
So this ministry is really about not enabling people. It's about helping them to learn how to be fully functioning people, not just within society, but just, you know, hopefully a Christ follower down the road, but really learning how to live.
Right. Exactly.
Instead of just surviving.
Right.
Is that a good way to put it?
Absolutely.
And why do you want to be a part of this ministry?
I have had that in my life. I've lived in the system. I still live in the system to mm-hmm. some degree. I'm
okay.
a single parent. I've got four kids.
Okay.
I work two part-time jobs. I'm going to school full-time. So I know what it is to live paycheck to paycheck and not know, you know, my oldest one needs braces. I don't know how I'm going to pay for that. You know, God has blessed me this past week to be able to pay for that. But to look at that with my finances, you know, I know what it's like to look at a bill and not know how you're going to pay it.
Okay. Okay. And so, and you're going to a church, is that right?
Yes.
Okay. And, so you're, you know, faithfully attending a church and getting to know people. And, you know, I just want to make sure people know, I mean, you're a Christ follower yourself, right?
Yes.
And you're doing your best to, you know, seek out his ways and do his will. And so now you are not just, being someone who's, you know, like you said, you're still kind of in the system, and you're working your way out.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
That's exciting.
Absolutely.
To me. I think that's great. But now you're trying to help people and say, look, you can do it. I've been right where you're at. But you probably can say that. I don't know.
Right.
But
right. For the most part. Yeah. Yeah. Because I look at it as, you know, the Bible says that God will work all things for good.
Mm-hmm.
And there's things that I've gone through, and I can relate to people on many different levels. And I just told God one day, I said, you know, all these things I've gone through, there's got to be something I can do to bless somebody else, to bless you, to be able to help someone, even if it's not financially, you know, like you were talking about before. And then I heard about Open Door wanting to be formed and volunteers, and I thought, this is really something I can get a hold of. You know, I've got experience. I know different things that maybe somebody else might not know, and I can bring a different perspective.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's cool. That's totally awesome. And you guys are located, where are you located, like in Upper?
We're at 431 North Warpole Street. It's right beside Village Restaurant. If you're familiar with where Voice of Hope is, we're in the same building on the other end.
Okay. All right, great. And again, you can find more information out about them at opendoorcenter.us. I'll put a link on the Facebook page there. And you had written just a little bit about the ministry itself of, you know, your purpose and things. And I'm just going to read what Teresa wrote here. Our purpose is to be an extension of God's hands to the community through prayer, life skills training, financial assistance, and referrals. We work with local and county organizations to find the best solution for each family's specific need. So in other words, you're not just putting a square peg in a round hole.
Right, right.
You're trying to find out what actually works.
Exactly. Okay. And that's kind of how we differ from the county organizations. You know, okay. The county organizations, they have strict guidelines,
sure,
but they can only do so much. And with us, since it's all donations, mm-hmm, we have the ability to look into the situation a little deeper, to do a little more searching, mm-hmm, to find out exactly what's going on. And there may be other options that we can do that might not be available to the county.
I think that's awesome. Everybody, I'm sitting in with Teresa Roth, and she's from the Ministry of Open Door, and they're located here in Upper Sandusky. And we're going to get into them a little bit more in a little bit of what they do even more and how maybe you could get involved in things. But right now, I want to thank our sponsors, Domino's Pizza, located in Upper Sandusky, 419-294-5741. Outland Insurance Agency in Upper Sandusky, 419-294-4511. And in Tiffin, 419-447-7812. Tony Arnold, optometrist, located in Upper Sandusky, 419-294-3243. And Finley Christian Bookstore and Gift, 419-422-6116. And again, they're located in Finley. And just appreciate all of you sponsoring the ministry here of Do Not Keep Silent, Worldview Warriors, and all the radio stations we're on. Over a 13-year period, this person became addicted to cocaine, meth, marijuana, alcohol, and thievery. His crimes put him in front of 15 judges in 12 different courts. He was tried and convicted of 36 felonies and spent 10 years in prison over three terms. One day, in a 6x9 cell, he accepted Jesus Christ into his life, and he would never be the same again. Who am I talking about? I'm talking about one of our brand new speakers. His name is Scott Mason, and we're going to be putting him out on tour with a band called The Great Transparency. This tour is going to be called the Your Life Matters Tour. We want to encourage you to bring this tour into your town, into your school, into your church. We would love to have you become a part of what's happening here at Worldview Warriors, and we would love to become a part of what's going on at your town, at your school, and at your church. We want to partner with you. We're going to be putting these guys out for 2 to 3 weeks, and we're going to be having them travel from Texas to California and then back to Ohio, and we want you to come and find out more about the tour at worldviewwarriors.org. Don't be afraid to call us and start booking this tour right away. Again, worldviewwarriors.org. And I want to encourage you also, become a fan of Do Not Keep Silent on Facebook. And I hope you enjoy it. Thanks so much for listening to the podcast. And remember, do not keep silent. Listening to Do Not Keep Silent. My name is Jason DeZurich. Glad you guys are tuning in. Find me on Facebook, Jason DeZurich, DezUrik. I would love to friend you as a friend on Facebook and get to know you and all that stuff. And Lori, who's taking calls, and her wonderful husband, Greg, and she's flashing this around. This shirt is still available. I can't believe it. Maybe it's because I didn't play a song right before. I don't know. But 419-294-2900 is where you can call for that. 419-294-2900 for the next telephone call for that t-shirt. Also, don't forget, Do Not Keep Silent is on Facebook itself at Do Not Keep Silent. And I want to encourage you, don't forget to go check out Worldview Warriors others as well. Find us, and got new blogs and all that stuff up there. And I just wanted to just encourage you with one thing off the blog page there. Excuse me, it's a blog I put up a little bit ago just about raising kids, and just some information there, and thanks for that telephone call. Someone had written a code for parents in raising children, and these are actually statements from kids that, you know, wanted to encourage parents to really be good parents. It says, keep cool. Don't fly off the handle. Just keep the lid on when things go wrong. Kids need to see how much better things turn out when people keep their tempers under control. Now, these were given by kids. Number three says, bug us a little. Be strict. Show us who's boss. We need to know that we've got some strong support. When you cave in, we get scared. I think that speaks volumes. What do you think, Teresa?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, we live in a society today where I think a lot of people think we should just, you know, we should live free. But a lot of people think we should live free with no rules.
Right.
And that's where it gets kind of scary.
It is.
You know? And so I'm sitting down with Teresa Roth, and she is, man, I'm telling you, this is cool. The phone is just ringing off the hook. And if you can hear me in there, Lori, you just give CDs and all that good stuff away to whoever calling in right now. And I can't believe I just said that on the air, but that's okay. So, Teresa, tell us more about Open Door Ministry. Why would somebody want to get involved? Not why necessarily would somebody get involved, but how does somebody get involved with you guys? Let's start with actually not just giving to the ministry monetarily, because I'm sure you do that.
Yes.
But do you need help as far as bodies helping you too?
We can always take volunteers. It's strictly volunteer run, the entire staff.
Okay.
So the busier we're getting, it seems like we need one more person to have three people in there for the times that we're open, which I didn't write down for you. We're
okay,
open Tuesdays
yeah.
and Thursdays from 9 a.m. to noon, and then from 1 to 4 p.m.
Okay.
And that's the same. And like I said, it's volunteer run. There's usually at least two people. Somebody answers the phone. There are people that will interview the families when they come in.
Okay.
So we can always use people that are willing, even if it's one day a month.
Okay.
If you want to come in and volunteer, if you want to come in and clean, if you have furniture or anything that you're getting rid of, you know, let us know. We may have somebody that might need that item.
Okay.
We can take care of things that way.
So like a sofa or something like that.
Right. Okay. Right. Anything that's still good condition but that you don't need anymore. Just give us a call before you throw it out. We might have somebody that come in right before you called us that needed it.
Okay.
We also use volunteers for our mentors. And for that, that's part of our life skills training. What we do is when people come in, they'll fill out basic paperwork that will tell us what their income is, what their expenses are. And sometimes you've got to really stay on the people to find out what they're spending their money on. But if things don't balance out, or if they're spending a lot more than what they're bringing in, we have a financial class that we offer every Monday evening at the library in the basement in one of the meeting rooms. It's from 6 to 8, and it goes over the basics of setting up a financial plan or a budget for the month. And something that we are able to do after that is anyone who comes, you don't have to come to the center necessarily to come.
Mm-hmm.
Just feel free to walk in. Like I said, it's the first Monday every month. We'll take whoever comes in. What we do with the mentors is we will set people up one-on-one to meet after, like a week or two after.
Okay.
So to have someone else sit down with them specifically, look at what they're spending their money on, look at their income, and try to find ways for them to cut out their budget or slim down their budget so that it can be more affordable for them to live.
Okay. So I'm going to just play devil's advocate here a little bit. So really what you're saying is, you're trying to tell people kind of what they need to get rid of and what they need to keep, and kind of like what is the right way to live life. Am I'm seeing it in this way, because there were some people who may totally be like, you're trying to run my life.
Right.
Help us understand. I think in a way you might be really trying to help them, obviously, but some people would say, no, you're trying to show me how I should live, and you know, I should be able to do whatever I want. How do you help people to get out of that kind of frame of mind?
It takes some talking to them.
Okay.
Because
you know what? I'm just going to get real personal. Were you over there?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Oh, yes. I have four kids, so okay. I'm there almost every day.
But
some days have been worse than others.
Are you there, or were you there of, well, I should just do whatever I want. I should be able to, if I want to go out and spend my money at Arby's, sorry, I didn't mean to give that plug. If I want to go spend my money at some restaurant, I should be able to go do that, even though I know I've got this electrical bill I got to pay.
Yes.
Okay. So you actually, everybody, I would not have this ministry on if I did not believe in it. This ministry is actually helping people. It's actually helping them to get out of the slavery they're in. And they are in slavery. They're in slavery in their mind. They're in slavery in finances. Because they don't understand that you write down a budget and then you actually stick with the budget. Is
right.
that right?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay. Go ahead. I could talk forever. So we're here for you.
For example, they'll write down their monthly bills, their rent or their mortgage payment, what they would pay for electric, if they're paying cable, if they're paying cell phone bills, if they have a home phone, all that type of stuff is written down and reported to us. And if we're going to make suggestions, or when we make suggestions, if they're spending a lot more than what's coming in, especially if it's somebody who had a real good paying job and lost it, like in the factory, they have to reorganize and rethink how they're spending their money. Obviously, if you need a home phone, we're not going to tell you to get rid of the home phone.
Right.
But if it were me, and I do mentor some people, the first thing I would look at is the cable. Do you need the cable?
Wait a minute. You mean get rid of TV? Are you kidding me?
Absolutely. I did it to my kids, the poor things.
Oh, my goodness. You want to know something, Teresa? I've been married for 13 years this August. Mm-hmm. We've never, I repeat, never had hookup to television our entire marriage. And I have six kids, all 11 years old and under.
Wow.
And I'm not trying to brag on it. I'm saying you don't need it,
right.
Do you?
If you can't afford it, you don't need it.
That's right.
Internet is another thing. You know?
Wait a minute. Oh, my goodness.
You can go to the library.
You're pretty radical on there.
Go to the library and check out Do Not Keep Silent. You know,
that's
we don't want
right.
to keep you away from that. But in my situation, I'm going to
opendoorcenter.us.
Absolutely.
At the library if
absolutely,
you need
to. At the library.
Go ahead, keep going.
You know, in my situation, for an example, I'm going to school full time and a lot of my courses are online. So I need to have the internet to do my courses. That would be an exception. If it's somebody that just goes and surfs the internet,
right.
just wants to play games, but they can't afford it financially, that's one of the things we're going to suggest to get rid of, at least until
They're on their feet.
Right. At least till they get back to the position where it's going to be affordable, because, you know, you need to pay your rent. You need to have something
yep.
placed over your head for the kids or whatnot. You need to have food to eat. You need to have electric. You need to have water.
That's right.
Those things you got to pay first. If there's something else, an extra cell phone, anything, any way to cut the budget, maybe they're spending, you know, $10 a week between cigarettes and soda.
Sure, sure.
You know, I know how hard it is to quit smoking.
If it's only $10, holy cow.
Yeah.
I can't believe how expensive cigarettes are.
That's insane. And
over
I used
$5 bucks a pack.
Oh, yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Easily.
I'm so glad I never started.
Well, see, part of that is because they went to the, what do they call it? They went to the cigarettes that if you stop puffing on them.
Is there being taxed more? Oh,
well,
sorry.
they went to the cigarettes to where if you're not puffing on them, they go out.
Oh.
Because of people falling asleep and having a lit cigarette and it causes a fire.
Oh, so that jacked the price up.
Okay. Plus, they came out with different products that don't have all the additives that the tobacco company puts in the cigarettes.
All that real good stuff for you.
Yeah, so they jacked the price up to get their money.
Well, hey, you know what? If there's somebody out here listening and they want to get a hold of you and say, you know what? I need to become a mentor to somebody, or I want to know more about that program. Or if somebody just has... Look, and I'm totally serious about this, everybody. If somebody out there listening and you've got $1,000 or $5,000 that you want to give towards this ministry, and yes, I'm sure they'll take fives and tens too. But I really want to challenge you out there, listeners. If God has given you some money to give toward a ministry that is actually helping people, look, these guys are really doing something. I'd encourage you to give. Also, do you guys take food or anything like that? Or what? What is that? I don't know how that all works.
We'll take whatever anybody wants to donate.
Okay.
You know?
All right.
I mean, we will find a use for it. We'll probably take it to the food pantry.
Okay. What I want you to do right now, I want you to give the address of where you're at, your mailing address, and I want you to give it two times very slowly so everybody can write this down. Everybody, go get a piece of paper and a pen right now. Okay, go.
Okay, we are at 431, that's 431 North Warpole Street in Upper Sandusky. Zip code is 43351. Again, that is 431 North Warpole Street in Upper Sandusky, and zip code is 43351.
Okay, and what is your telephone number?
Telephone number is 419-209-OPEN. That's 419-209-6736.
Okay, awesome. And also, just very briefly, the next song I'm going to play is for the founder of Open Door Ministry, Chris Joseph. How you doing out there? And we just love you and just keep doing what you're doing. But the song I'm going to play is called Follow You with Leland and Brandon Heath. Can you just give a very brief overview of why this song is for Open Door?
This song just kind of epitomizes what we want to do. It talks about following God and following Jesus into the homes of the broken, following him out into the world, being his hands, being his feet, kind of being an extension, if you will, that we want to be, to reach out and let him work through us to reach those in need in our communities. And even, you know, Wyandotte County is where we mainly work, but we've helped people from surrounding counties too. So we will work to find a solution for anybody that comes through that door.
Awesome, awesome. And this song is called Follow You by Leland and Brandon Heath. And everybody, you know, we're going to be getting out of here. And you guys just have a great, great week. Thank you so much for tuning in. And we're just going to go right to the end of the show. Talk to you later. Have a good one. And thanks so much for being in here, Teresa. And keep listening to Do Not Keep Silent, everybody.
Thanks for listening to Do Not Keep Silent. Find us online
at worldviewwarriors.org.